When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Megan and I are just going to yap it out about whatever thoughts we have. We kind of have like a, at least I made kind of a running list
talking points
of things that have been going on. Whatever.
Recent events, whatever we want to talk about. It'll be fun. It'll be fun anyways.
Before we get started for this, Megan goes, we have a podcast. Like, we just need to talk. That's all we do.
Yeah. So here's to hoping we can do that for 45 minutes to an hour. First, we'd like to start off with our weekly spotlights. So if you have a weekly spotlight, I shall let you go first.
My weekly spotlight is our inaugural movie night that we did in our basement. So basement is essentially done. There's a couple, like, not necessarily even like cosmetic things, but we have this whole ordeal with the speaker projector.
Yeah.
Or projector speaker that we could go into. But basically, my spotlight is that we had people over. We had Haley, Ashton, they brought Henry, we had our dad over, and we watched
Bullet Train. Because our basement's small enough, we need to do two separate movie nights with the people. We're like, we need you to come over, our basement's done, so we need to do a movie night. We thought initially of doing like one movie night, but it was like, okay, realistically, our couch can only fit so many people. We do have a table and chairs down there, so some people were sitting on those, but like, if we would have had more people, it wouldn't have been as good.
And I will say, I was kind of nervous about like the table and chairs situation.
I was like,
is that going to be like comfortable for someone to like hang out down here for a whole movie? But like, I was basically at the table the entire time, and I thought it was fine.
I was corralling Vegas like half the movie because he was like just very interested in Henry, and Henry was very interested in Vegas as well. But I was just like, he's a dog, so I was trying to like make sure he wasn't getting too rough with the baby, and he just wanted to play a little bit, so I was like, oh my god, calm down. But it was still fine. My weekly spotlight is booking a New York trip, which we will talk about later on in the episode, because I always like having something to look forward to, a trip especially.
If there's one thing that Megan is constantly doing, it is looking specifically at flights for the next trip to be booked.
I just need something like that to, you know.
And you know what? I'm glad that I have you in my life to
force you to
force that. Because like, I'd probably do it, but I don't think I would do it as much as you do.
Okay. Let's circle back to that whole fiasco with the projector and the audio stuff. Because that was actually insane.
Initially, and also by the way, final basement episode is coming this weekend. As this episode goes live on Thursday, it'll be up sometime this weekend. So get excited for that. And then finally, like in our vlogs and stuff, we don't have to hide the basement anymore. So we had initially gotten this Bluetooth to speaker connection. So like,
yeah. So the projector has like an aux cable as like the audio output. So if you're not wanting something to come out of the projector, it needs to have like an aux cable. And so I found online an aux to Bluetooth adapter thing that you just plug right into the projector. And then I found a Bluetooth enabled projector. And so I was like, perfect. Then we don't have to worry about any cords. That'll be great.
It worked initially.
There is a small lag with the audio.
And honestly, like noticeable enough that at least to me, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to like deal with this.
But we were kind of dealing with it a little bit. And we thought that that's what we would do in the meantime. However, prior to the movie night that we were planning on having people over for, the audio kept cutting in and out on the speaker, and like we couldn't get it to just like fully work. So we were like, okay, this isn't gonna work. So we're gonna need to figure out like a direct wiring situation. And the issue lies in the fact that there are so many different possible options. And in my mind, I was kind of thinking, oh, if I can just get like these two things to plug in together, one thing to another,
it'll
in theory,
work.
It'll work. that's not the case. You can't just say I'm going from this to this and it'll work out fine. Because the projector basically had one option, which was the aux output thing. Okay. The Bluetooth speaker had, if not the Bluetooth, it had an HDMI thing on it and an optical cable thing. And I know nothing about optical cables. So I was like, HDMI. Okay, we're going to use the HDMI. So then I went down this rabbit hole of kind of like, okay, I need to figure out how to get from this aux cable to an HDMI. I was, you know, online looking through stuff for a long time. Cause then I was like, I don't remember exactly what I was looking at, but obviously like the more I was looking at it, I was like, oh, this is like a little more complicated than I was anticipating. And also I was trying to figure out, not only did I need, you know, to get from point A to point B, I had like 12 feet of wiring that I needed to span the ceiling to get it as far as I wanted. And I needed stuff close by so I could hopefully buy stuff in stores. And a lot of cords I was seeing just like 6 foot options. And then I was like, okay, well then how do I extend that cord? Like I was just running into multiple wall after issues. Wall. Trying to figure out how to make this work. Eventually, I end up thinking that I found the solution. And I found like a long aux cable. And then there's a million and one different converters. There's a converter I found that I was like, okay, to get it from, I couldn't find a converter from like an aux cord to HDMI, but I did find RCA are like those red and yellow and white plug-in things. I found that to HDMI. And then I also found an adapter from an aux cord to an RCA cable. So in my mind, I was like, perfect. Okay, this is kind of a lot, but I think this will work. So I got the things I needed. I got the adapter. They were all like close by. And I was like, okay, time to go home.
Test it out.
Get this all working. We go home. I'm plugging things in. Everything, you know, things are connected.
Like we have a cord from the projector to the speaker in theory.
And then I'm like, okay, here we go. We go to turn it on. No audio. And I was like, what's going on? So then trying to figure stuff out again, I see, and I should have probably realized this before, but like the box that I got, of course you can get two different versions of the box with different inputs and outputs. It can't go both ways. So the input that I had
should have been the output,
and I was like, okay, I got the wrong one. Went back to Walmart, got the different one, brought it back. I thought, okay, solution is
plug it in.
We've got it.
Nothing.
Nothing happens again. And then I'm like, okay, so clearly like, this isn't working. This isn't a valid option. What is going on? And then I was trying to figure out, that's called an HDMI arc, if anyone cares. That's what I was trying to do. And come to realize that that's not a feasible option if the projector does not also have the audio with like an HDMI thing. So like, okay, that's not going to work then because our projector doesn't have that. So then that only leaves the optical cable, which I was like, okay, I've never really
dealt with this cable.
So like, how do I get from an aux cord to an optical cable? There is an adapter for that, a little box thing. So I ended up finding that, of course, it's not anywhere in stores near me, but it was on Amazon, and so I got that delivered.
Literally showed up like 1 to 2 hours before our movie night.
Lo and behold, we plugged things in, got it set up, and it worked.
And also, like, what was hysterical is, you know, our dad, Haley and Ashton, they all came over. We were telling them about this whole ordeal. Our cords are literally like taped up on the ceiling, like during the movie night, because we don't have cable covers up.
We work on it.
So we still need to do that. But we're telling them this whole ordeal. And Haley goes, well, Ashton could have told you that. And I was like, how am I to know he would know that? You guys don't have a projector.
Right.
I still don't know.
And I'm also like, and also I don't consider myself to be dumb, but like I don't deal with speakers or anything like that a whole lot. So in my mind, I was thinking, connect point A to point B, something will work. And eventually, you know, that held out to be true, but I just didn't know which one to get to. And all these different converters were new to me. And it was just like more confusing than I was anticipating it being.
You know what Haley did last night? We can also like talk about our weekend in general, but we were with Haley last night and I was talking about our yard because it's springtime and my yard is annoying me yet again. We just have so many dandelions growing, and then Megan and I get annoyed and say like, we don't believe in yard care.
Like it doesn't work. I put fertilizer down. I put the weed killer down.
Megan and I think we literally talked about this already last summer, last spring, when people, literal like passersby, have seen us in our yard on our hands and knees pulling out dandelions, and they've been like, you could just spray it. Oh my God. If I hear one more person tell me to do that.
I did the first time this year because I was like, I'm sick and tired. I don't want to pick dandelions the entire time. So guess what I did? I went around and sprayed them They're still sitting here in the yard. They still seem to be growing some more. We also spread like the anti-dandelion weed stuff. What do you think is happening?
Anyway, we were just talking about yard stuff and how annoyed we are with it.
Like, you know how there's things that like people like don't believe in, like very commonly like believable things? Like it could be like medicine related, whatever. For me,
it's yard care.
I literally am like at the point where I'm like, I am throwing money away, doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
And nothing for is what? Working. I do my spreader. I do the crabgrass stuff. I still have crabgrass. I still have dandelions.
My yard sucks.
So
it could be worse, but like it certainly isn't good.
Anyway, so we're talking about that. And then I get on the topic of, I've noticed like Vegas likes, when we go on walks, he'll like see dandelions and like the version of the dandelion with like all the seeds and stuff. He like specifically will like try and go and eat those. He doesn't really care about the yellow dandelions. And so I'm like saying that, and then Haley goes, I think she was talking about like this, like thinking it was in our yard, and mm-hmm. it's not really like in our yard that he does that, because I haven't seen too many of the like seeding dandelions. I don't know what that version of them is called, but
dandelions,
I know, but like when they're in seed form, like to spread. And so like Haley, I don't know what she said word for word, but she was like, oh, like don't let him eat the like white one, because that's like the seeds will spread. And then I was like, I'm aware of how dandelions work. This is not in my yard. But I just like, I got the impression that she was like, oh, like those, the white ones like spread the seeds, so like don't let him eat those. And I was like, I know that those are the dandelions that spread seeds. I just thought it was funny. And that's all I have to do right about yard work stuff. We did a whole episode about yard work. And then Haley goes, oh, like if you pay Ashton. At first she goes, you pay him $10. I was like, I'll pay him 30.
Come on over. Like, and I'm like, does this include mowing my yard? Does this include getting it back in shape? She just kind of threw out a random number. But
and then she was like, okay, it'd probably be more than $10. And I was like, okay. But I, Ashton, if you're listening, he doesn't listen to this, I'm going to talk to you, because you can come and do my yard. I have no desire to.
That would take it out of my hands.
So
eventually I should get a quote for like a yard care company to be like, fix my yard, please.
We've done it for 2 summers and it's manageable. It's fine. But like, I just it doesn't look like, great.
Yeah.
It doesn't look awful, but
and I can only get myself to put in so much effort.
I literally took Vegas on a walk and I took a picture of someone's yard because I was like, wow, that looks amazing. I could only hope.
Do we want to transition to talking about Taylor Swift's new album?
Let's. I want to do like a full weekend recap,
and then we can jump into pop culture and
pop culture and other stuff. We didn't do anything on Friday, did we?
No.
We never do anything on Friday.
Fridays is like, I'm just making it through. And usually, like, for better or worse, like, one of us has to edit a video too, usually, or like finish it up. So, like, it's kind of nice to get it done on Fridays so that come Saturday when we wake up, it's not like on our to do list. So, usually, like, I edited that vlog. We had a whole week in our life. Love editing those.
They just take so long to
edit. They do. And I had started editing it. The day before, at least, so I had some of it done, but still takes a while.
Anyway, so Saturday we try and do like at least like one outing or so like every weekend,
but this weekend thing was cold again, and the last weekend thing, it was like literally a summer tease.
So like we do my morning ritual, you know, I deal with Vegas from like deal 6 to whatever, you know, take him on his walk, do all that stuff. Meng gets up leisurely around 9 o'clock or whatever time he got up, and we kind of hang out for a while, and eventually we're like, okay, what are we doing today? Because Saturdays we try and leave like pretty open as like, you know, that's our fun day, and then Sundays are, you know, our reset, our podcast, whatever day. So unfortunately, and you guys, if you have like any ideas,
please let me know
like what you do just on random now days with
like,
no idea.
Hopefully we're not gonna have like that cold of a weekend again. I hope it gets warmer, but like it really was quite cold actually.
And like literally all we can think to do when we don't know what to do or where to go is, I guess we'll go to the mall.
Yeah, like if we want to get out of the house, like that's the only place I can think of to go, just to like,
because you can go and like walk around, there's no expectation, you don't have to buy anything if you don't want to, like there's, you know, little to no barrier of entry for that. There's like no events that I could think of to like go to. Mm-hmm. So first we started outing by saying, well, let's go get like a sweet treat. So we went to Crumble, got 4 cookies, 2 peanut butter chocolate, 1 regular chocolate, and then we got 1 Oreo birthday cake. The Oreo birthday cake was pretty good. Yeah, it was. Very, very sweet. But if you like Oreo balls, it kind of tasted like that because I think they mixed cream cheese into the frosting. So it's very good. And then we're sitting at Crumble and we're like, well, where to?
That are also just listening all. To, because we will get to Taylor Swift's new album. As much as I love Taylor's album, like, we were in the Benson Boone mood, so we were listening to his album, a couple songs. We also convinced Haley to listen to that album because she had not listened to him before, really, although she did end up realizing she knew some of his songs. But now she is listening to that nonstop as well. I just feel really proud when I make a suggestion and people end up liking it. So
we had a listener that said that they started listening after we like recommended him on the podcast, and so they wanted to know. I had already responded to them because they were like, what is your favorite song on the album? And I said, we actually covered it in the episode if you haven't listened yet. So, but I'm just happy to be spreading the word.
And, you know, he's growing in popularity like crazy. So I'm not saying I'm like, he's like a niche artist. He's
like this underground indie artist.
Like, he's literally got like 50 million listeners. So, but still, he has all his songs on the album are a bop. So.
Anyway, Saturday, so then we did go to the mall
because that was the only thing we could think of, even though we sat in my car for like 20 minutes trying to think of something else.
Like, anything else, please, anything.
There was nothing.
And then we're like, okay. Ended up being a good trip. We went to Madewell and I got some jeans.
And this is like a newish store to our mall, like, and there's no other Madewells that I know of
in
maybe
Iowa.
In Iowa. But they got some cute stuff.
It's expensive, but they're cute. It is expensive. So I tried on and got their wide leg, full length. I think they might have like vintage in the name or something. It's like a blue denim with these like front pockets on both sides of like the hip. And I thought they were fun.
We're trying to figure out like good summer shoes.
Yeah. Please help.
I mean, I've got, now that I have my New Balances, like, I'm always a sneaker person, so, like, I'll wear them any season. So, like, I've got my sneakers that I like, and I do like sneakers with shoes, with shorts, like.
What did you say? You said with shoes?
With jeans, with shorts. I'll wear them with whatever. But I also need some sandal options that are not just Birkenstocks. Also, my Birkenstocks are, like, they're getting so worn out, except for, like, one pair that I have.
But we need comfortable, too.
They need to be comfortable. I am open to needing like a black pair and then like a tan or brown pair just to like have both my bases covered. They need to be slide on preferably without any other hassle of like being able to stay on my feet. And also they need to be something that I could wear dressed up or down preferably. Because I tend to be like, I don't want to get a million and one shoes, and I want something that would work with if I'm wanting to wear something more casual. Maybe like it probably needs to be more casual than dressy, but like if it could bend back and forth, I would love that.
Yeah, we
were at the mall looking at different shoes and whatnot, and I just couldn't really find anything that was what I was looking for.
We saw the most interesting shoe. Do you remember what brand it was?
No,
but it was almost like a reverse heel. It was where. Imagine like a sandal that's like just got this flat strap over your toes, kind of like a slip-on sandal, and then flat bottom, like completely touching the ground. But then there's like a little heel,
like just like a little platform. Like if you were to like be in a dressing room and you have like a platform you stand on when you're trying on an outfit, it was like that, but for the heel of your shoe, and just like on an island.
That was an interesting way to word that.
It's like your heel is on an island on the shoe,
but like the heel doesn't connect to. Like, there's no slope. It's just flat, heel cup, the sandal cover. And so it was interesting. I didn't try it on, so maybe it looks fine. But I imagine it would turn heads if you're wearing it. Where else should we stop? Barnes & Noble, obviously. We didn't buy any books.
Funny Story comes out. It's going to be out by the time this episode's out.
Yeah,
which is exciting. I am planning, if I can get myself to hold off, which like I think I can, and we can do our book updates in a little bit, but I'm planning on getting to that as soon as I can after I finish the book I'm reading and then one other book, and then I can get to Funny Story.
What else did we do on Saturday?
While we were doing our outing, I kind of preemptively was texting some family and I was like, does anyone want to get dinner? So we did do dinner. We also cleaned out our storage room.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was
needed. That was so needed.
With having done our whole basement, not to say it was very well organized before, but like it really got just like all up in sorts with our basement renovation
makeover. And like, we honestly have such a nice, huge storage room.
Incredible.
And so like, we just weren't utilizing it. It arguably still could be utilized better.
It has like a bunch of built-in shelves. It has like a little workbench. Like, it's got good, like some lights in there. There's a light above the workbench. But like, without having organized it well, things
were like just, we kind of just like put everything on the floor,
and a bunch of stuff was on the floor, like, when it was on the shelves. So yesterday our dad helped and took out the last bit of trash that we had. Like, we had some broken up trim that we threw in there when we like first started the basement makeover, because we hadn't thrown that away yet. So he came and like took that so he could put it in the dumpster. We had some other trash in there that just needed to be cleaned out, and then Sierra and I organized everything, which was like, so it's just really nice and spacious down there now. Yeah. And things are organized. We know where stuff is at. The tool bench is organized. Got some stuff hanging up, because there's like a, I don't want to say pegboard, I guess it is though. There's like things that you can organize like hanging up on the wall that I was like, oh, this has a hook. This has a hook.
Let me put the command hooks up here, the tape up here, whatever else. Also, our smoke detector, is that the same thing? Its battery was low, and so it was beeping. Last night.
It was doing such weird intervals,
though. Well, yeah, because during the day, it was like, I swear, once every, like, 10 minutes or something.
Like, sometimes less, I swear.
And then I'm like, okay, ideally, I would have gotten a battery yesterday, but then I just kind of forgot.
Because, like, it was going off so
infrequently. And so I was like, okay, like, hopefully if it's, like, not going off that frequently, like, I can fall asleep. But I'm usually a pretty heavy sleeper, unless I hear Vegas, and then he wakes me up. But, like, generally, I can sleep pretty well. And I didn't, like, wake up, I think, because of the alarm, but it was just going off.
No, way more frequently. You fell asleep before I did. And I don't know what I was doing. I think I was just distracted and trying to read my book. And like, at that point, for some reason, right when I'm trying to fall asleep, it's going off like every like 10, 20, 30 seconds. So I was like, this is quite annoying now. And I haven't been using my earplugs that I had been using before, because Vegas has been doing better with his sleeping, thank God. But I put them in last night before bed because I was like, I can't do this. And that actually did help. I was able to fall asleep pretty easily.
Except, however, Megan, usually during the weekend, what we do is Megan will do like night duty, and then she gets to sleep in like however late she wants to, usually like between 8 and 9. And then I'll get up with
Megan. I thought I would be able to hear him.
And so
I was like, surely he'll be loud enough.
So I like wake up because I can hear Vegas. It's like 5 a.m. or something. I'm kind of just, like, waiting to see, like, or hear Megan, like, get up and, like, go take care of him. And then it'd been, like, long enough where I was, like, I'm being a bad mom by just, like, waiting for Megan to hear him. So then I got up. I took him outside. He peed and he pooped. And then came back inside. And I put him back in his crate. And I think he was fine. He's been doing a lot better. I think we fixed him. We talked about, we were having issues when we got back from vacation.
I guess he's gotten off.
Used to a new schedule, and we were kind of trying to, like, initially we had, like, gotten lax and said, okay, maybe we can, like, have him come upstairs or, like, sleep on the couch. And we're like, no, back to the old schedule, back in your crate. And he's been a lot calmer, better, I think.
And I think those treats have helped.
Yes.
Otherwise, the timing was just
uncanny. I will say, somehow one of us forgot to put any toys in his crate last night, and so I came down and his the floor or whatever his crate is out.
So he must like the toys in there.
So I think the toys like either keep him distracted enough where he would choose on that instead of the crate, or like, I don't know. But like, I think the toys need to be in there to prevent that from happening. Cause he was like extra just like whining. And I was like, that's also why I went downstairs. Cause I was like, he's being annoying right now. And then I looked at my camera and I was like, why is the crate bottom out? He's laying down on the wire when I came downstairs.
Cannot be comfortable.
So anyway, I fixed that. I need to run a PetSmart today, by the way. I was thinking we could do that after we work out. I'm just planning my day in the middle of our podcast. But I just need to get things that Hy-Vee did not have.
Mm-hmm.
One of those being a Kong. Because he started destroying his Kong.
One thing about him is
he is a destroyer.
Yeah. Sierra's bought him like 4 different beds so he doesn't have to lay on the hard crate bottom. He destroys them all. Because like, then he just starts eating the stuffing. We can't have that.
So he gets nothing.
He does it himself.
Anyways, what were we on? Basically, I had to get up at both 5 a.m. and then I got up at 6. And it was fine. I've been falling asleep early enough, I think, that, like, my sleep schedule, I think, has shifted to, like, being okay. You know what I mean? Schedule. Like, I've been going to bed before 10 a.m., like, pretty regularly. 10 p.m. And then, like, when I get up at 6, I've usually been feeling, like, fine. Like, I've used to have to take naps, like, in the morning because, like, I was, like, so exhausted. But now I'm, like, up, you know, take him on his walk, do the thing, and, like, I'm fine. So that's good. We went on a 2-mile walk this morning.
And you were ready to go grocery shopping at, like, 7 a.m.
Yeah, I was like, let's go. Let's get this day started. Anyways, so we went to Texas Roadhouse. I think that's where we left off with our story. I don't know where we're jumping around.
We finished organizing the basement. We said that. Now, then it was Texas Roadhouse time.
So it was me, Megan, Haley, our mom, our grandma. We invited Maggie, but Maggie had other plans going on. I got something new that I hadn't gotten before. I got the herb chicken or something with mashed potatoes and corn. When Megan was ordering, she got a little flustered because she ordered the chicken
fingers. I was only expecting to have to order one side. I didn't look at the fine print where it was like you get two sides. And I must usually do like two orders of fries then or something because I don't know. But I like felt like that was like going to be like a lot of fries. So I was like,
She was like panicking.
I'm like panicking. I'm looking at like the sides. To be honest, I don't like a lot of sides. Like there's like the option of like coleslaw, vegetables on the side. Applesauce I like, but that's kind of weird within meals. So.
I was waiting for you to say that.
So I was like, I'll do a baked potato because I like baked potatoes.
And then like, I just thought it was funny.
Everyone was like,
because she did fries and baked potatoes, which is like two potatoes. It just seemed like a lot of potato. And so
I was like, okay, never mind.
She changed her mind.
I'll do. And then I got a side of corn.
You know, there's a lot of potato options. So like, you know, fries, baked potato, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
My chicken, I was kind of in about. I feel like they didn't cook it all the way through.
Mm.
And so I was like, I'm not taking a box home. Like
think I'll try what Haley got next time. It was like shrimp on a bit of rice. Shrimp scampi on a Wednesday night is that what you're thinking of?
Yes. This is an inside joke that literally none of you guys will understand because my cousin posted on Facebook literally forever ago. It was just a picture of him. He had made shrimp scampi. All he did was post a picture of it and said, shrimp scampi on Wednesday night to me. Yes. It was just the funniest thing ever. And so now I will reference it with Megan every once in a while.
I should add that to my references list.
Anyway. And so I ate all of my mashed potatoes and my corn, but then I had like a couple bites of my chicken. I was like, I just feel like I'm having to like gnaw on it a little bit. And I feel like it's just not, I don't know, it's a little pink.
Yeah.
I can cook my chicken better than that.
I don't like chicken breasts for that reason. I feel like they're never cooked well. You need small little tenders or bites.
Mm-hmm.
Then we came home, hung out. We're both kind of slacking on our reading, but we can give.
I keep being so tired at night.
And we're not really reading during the day. Shame on us.
Yeah.
Okay. I am still reading The Friend Zone. Was I reading that last week?
I don't know.
It's by Abby Jimenez. It's in the Friend Zone series. Is that what it's called? I don't know. She only has like two different universes that her books are set in, but they're all like separate standalone books basically. And I am enjoying it, but like I'm not actively like rushing to like, oh, I need to finish this book. I need to read it. I'm like obsessed with the characters. I definitely don't think it's going to be like one of my top books of hers. It's probably gonna be like second to last because like there is one of her books that I've read that I kind of actively was disappointed by. That was the Happy Ever After playlist. And I think this one's better than that. But I'm hoping to finish it within the next, you know, day or two. And then I'm gonna read The Serpent and the Wings of Night. And then I'm gonna try and do a funny story.
I am reading Scythe, which is our book club book, and I'm enjoying it, but like I'm not like dying to read it.
Last week I think I talked about how like I felt like it could be so much more,
mm-hmm.
but it was a male author, and like I just feel like if it was a female author, she really could have tapped into some good stuff in that book.
So I feel like I also like just don't. I do kind of know where it's going now, I guess, since we just had like their whole meeting, and like now I understand like what the stakes are. Initially, I didn't really feel like there were any stakes. So maybe like once I just get back into it again, I've been trying to read at night, but I've just been so tired that like I literally read like 7 pages one night and then I was like, I'm falling asleep. I don't know what's going on. So then I just had to call it quits. And then last night, I was too tired to even, like, start reading, so I didn't read anything. So, yeah.
What are you reading? What's your next couple books?
Well, I do have my reading order. Initially, it was supposed to be Assassin's Blade, but I feel like I want to, like, make sure I'm in the mood for it, and I don't know if I'm going to be in the mood for it after I finish Scythe. So I don't know.
What are some of your, like, I don't know if I would say fluffy books, but, like, you have your potential reading order list. What's the next book that could be, like, a cleanser?
Let me see. Just for the summer? Would that be a good cleanser?
That would be good. It's not, I don't think it's really, like, that emotionally, like, overwhelming. I think it'd be good.
Otherwise, I have The Fine Print and Things We Never Got Over.
But those are both, like, long books. Yeah. So, like, they're not really, like, a cleanser. I still feel like you need, like, intention going into those books.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's where I'm at right now. Otherwise, I could always go on my Kindle and, like, get either, like, another, like, the next Naturals book.
Yeah.
This probably wouldn't be a cleanser, but I have on my radar that I want to read another Stephen King book at some point. Maybe The Green Mile. I've heard good things about that. That's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to get to read, like, average 5 books a month, and so I think I've read 3. I think I should be able to finish 5.
How many have I read this month? I want to say probably 3. I have read 3. I read Iron Flame, Just for the Summer, Scythe, and then if I can get done with Friend Zone and The Serpent in the Wings of Night, maybe even a Funny Story could get in there too. That's, you know, you kind of lofty. 10
days I know. To do that.
It is kind of lofty, so hopefully at least I can get to the 5.
It's just, like, I had such a good March reading month, and we had vacations, so, like, that obviously helped, but I was, like, one book after another, and, like, yeah. I just feel like I was not getting in a reading slump. Like, I was just reading, so I need to get back into it. Anyway, that was our book update. Are we on to, I did want to talk about, I made, like, you know, a little list of things that I wanted to discuss today. First of all, this is me going back to movie night, but, like, we need to talk about Bullet Train for a second. So Meg and I, we had offered 2 movie options, both of which we had seen.
Because I feel like I didn't want us, like, have everyone come over for a movie and then, like, the movie sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tried to pick movies that we thought, like, we had at least enjoyed. So
the options were Bullet Train and Iron Claw. And we went and saw Iron Claw with our dad. And so, like, we just decided, okay, maybe we go with the movie that you guys have not seen, but we have, you know, vetted and we can say it's good. So that's what we went with. We also, like, did watch both trailers, and, like, everyone kind of, I think, collectively agreed they would rather watch Bullet Train, at least that night. It was funny, like, Megan went to go, like, look at, like, renting or buying it, and so she, like, hit the rent button, but, like, at the same time, you could, like, see what it would cost to buy it, and it was only, like, what, 50 cents more? So it's, like, you hit, like, rent, Ashton was like, it's only 50, and mine's like, I'm already going back. She was like, we're buying it. So we bought Bullet Train, so now we can watch it whenever we want. So that was our second time watching it, and I could listen to, forgive me for
Lemon
not,
and Tangerine.
I don't know the actor that plays Lemon. I don't know his name, but Aaron Tangerine. I could listen to them speak in that accent all day long. Like, yeah. It was like every time they were on screen, like, talking, I just loved it. Again, I've already seen the movie, so I enjoyed it.
It is definitely, like, more graphic, which usually Sierra and I do not like in a movie, but I feel like it's still manageable. Like,
it's mostly in the beginning, and, like, there's, like, flashback scenes. That tends to be, like, the most graphic
stuff. Who directs
stuff.
That movie?
I do not know. But, like, Haley and Ashton have watched The Boys on Amazon, and they had recommended, I don't know if it was specifically to me or to both of us, that I watch it. And so I did try to watch it, and I didn't really like the plot was like, eh, but it was so gory for me unnecessarily that I was like, I can't do this. Like, I just will not be watching this. So I gave up on that show. And I think ever since I told Haley that, and, like, the reason, like, I gave up was because of the goriness, then we were watching this and she was like, and you like this movie? And I was like, The Boys was just too much.
Anyways, we watched that. I'd recommend the movie, but, like, if you watch a trailer and you're like, I don't think I'd like this, then, like, you're probably not going to like it. So don't waste your time.
I do think there was one point in the movie where we were, like, all getting distracted from, like, how cute Henry and Vegas were being. And so I think that Ashton, Haley, maybe our dad, like, didn't see some of the stuff in the movie, which, like there's things that connect.
There's a lot of different people in the movie that, like, are involved with the situation for different reasons. And if you aren't paying attention, you're going to miss them. So I think that's part of what happened. So at the end, I think people were, like, they liked it, but they were also, like, confused on the plot a little bit.
And, like, I know that when we watched it, we were paying attention. Like, I know that I wasn't confused by the end. Like, I kind of saw how everything was connected. So I was like, they probably missed a few things, mm-hmm. which is fine. But I thought it was a good movie night movie. We saw, there's someone that commented on our vlog, and they're like, you guys should watch The Iron Claw. And I'm like,
luckily,
it is arguably probably, like, the better movie. I like both movies. but we're saving The Iron Claw maybe for a second movie night, or maybe we'll do something else. I don't know. We've yet to decide, but we'll show everyone.
Okay. Let's talk about the tortured... Excuse me. The tortured post department. Before we do, I kind of feel like it'd be fun to talk about... If you're not a Swiftie, maybe you'll enjoy us talking about this anyways. Feel free to keep listening. If things regarding Taylor Swift just annoy you, then, like, maybe now's a good time to head out. I don't know if we'll be covering much else. But I thought it'd be fun to talk about...
Well, we can talk about our New York trip at the end.
Okay. So stay tuned. We'll have something
stay
else.
Tuned.
Welcome to New York. okay. I want to talk about how we've kind of grown into becoming, you know, I would say we could proclaim ourselves as Swifties.
Here's what I would say. I don't, like, claim the title as, like, I feel so strongly about, like, being a huge Taylor Swift fan. Like, I don't even follow her on Instagram.
I don't either, but I don't follow anyone. Like, celebrity-wise. I don't follow them. I don't follow Benson Boone. I, like, every time I have previously followed an artist, I get annoyed enough of seeing their stuff that I unfollow them.
I do mute their stories. Every celebrity, you gotta mute their stories.
I used to follow Olivia Rodrigo. I don't anymore. I used to follow Ariana Grande. I don't anymore. Like, I just am, like, I always get tired of seeing what they post, so I opt out.
Anyway, what was I saying about that?
You don't necessarily
proclaim. Oh, but, like, I wouldn't say, like, oh, I'm not a Swiftie, in the sense that, like,
I feel like I'm too, like, deep into it, the lore. Of, like, the things that I know that, like, an average viewer, like...
Like, if someone called me a Swiftie, I'd be like, okay, sure, like, if you see me as that. But, like, I wouldn't be like, I am a Swiftie. Because then I feel like the other Swifties would be like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Okay. So, prior, like, you know, Fearless, obviously, when it came out, was a very popular album. And I remember growing up, our mom would play that, like, in the car a lot. And, like,
I have, like, distinct memories of mom, those songs. Like, buying and playing Red. To me, like, that was the album that she, like...
I have memories of Fearless when we lived in her old house, and then Red when we moved, which makes sense.
Chronologically.
Anyways, so, like, obviously Taylor Swift has always been popular. And so, like, our mom, you know, back when you had to buy CDs instead of listening on the radio all the time, like, she was, you know, playing her songs plenty. So I knew and have liked Taylor Swift songs. Before streaming, also, like, I wasn't going and picking songs to choose from. And so... any of her songs that were popular on the radio, like, I generally knew and liked them. So I've always, you know, I've always liked Taylor Swift. I've never disliked her or her music, but I have definitely been indifferent as well. And so then I would say come, you know, the Taylor's Version re-releases, I was kind of getting confused as to why she was releasing her albums again. So then I started figuring out the lore related to that. And when she was going and releasing...
You know, it's interesting, because when we were talking about this yesterday, did we figure out Evermore and Folklore, were those released before?
Yes, before any of the Taylor's
version. Before any of the Taylor's version.
And it's like...
I was an absent fan.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I for sure wasn't keeping updated on stuff then, because, like, Folklore and Evermore came out and I had no idea, no clue. Well,
like, I knew they came out, but, like, I did not listen to a single song.
So then Red Taylor's version was the first one... that she re-released. I thought you said
Fearless was the first one.
You're right. Yes. We corrected this yesterday. And for that, I knew it was being released, but, like, I don't even know if I knew the exact day. I just knew that it was happening, and it was kind of a big deal in pop culture just because it was, like, the first re-release. And didn't really hang around to, like, listen to the re-release because I was like, I don't really care.
I, like, went and listened to a few of the Vault songs because I'm a Jonas Brothers stan. I listened to... the one that's about Joe, which, like, what is it even called right now? Mr. Perfectly Fine, which mm-hmm. is still a bop. I love that song. And that's, so, like, all I got out of that one.
Yeah. Then comes Red, Taylor's version. And I am hearing all the lore of the 10-minute version of All Too Well, which keep in mind, before this, I didn't even know All Too Well, like, the regular version, okay? So I was, like, not, I was not in it, I was not invested, and, but I was intrigued by Dylan O'Brien, Sadie Sink being in this directed 10-minute version music video. So I was in it enough at that time to say, I'm going to watch the premiere of this. And so I did. I enjoyed it. I liked it. The All Too Well 10-minute version is arguably like Taylor's masterpiece of a song.
Her, perfection. What did she say? Like their magnum opus or something?
Yes. Like that's just an amazing song. So the rest of the Red album, though, I don't really remember like really listening to any of the new stuff. So I still like was kind of just like picking and choosing what I wanted to consume. Then after that was the Midnights album release. And at that time, I had grown familiar enough just like with Taylor Swift and pop culture and like knowing and seeing that this album was coming out and being released and having slowly, I feel like, just been getting more and more involved with the different releases she was having. This was going to be all brand new stuff. So I was intrigued. And so the next day after it had been released, I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to this on my drive into my clinical. And like that was the first time I really decided like I'm going to consume this brand new album like beginning to end and just like take it all in, because I before that there's very few artists I would like listen to a full album of because I just haven't grown into that kind of person yet, I guess. I don't know. And I remember feeling like how a lot of people do after I feel like you get into Taylor Swift and you're not really sure what to expect, and this goes for any album release too. Like you listen the first time through and you're kind of
except
like
except for Benson Boone's album.
Except for Fireworks and Rollerblades. That one was a bop from the beginning. But you listen through and you're kind of like, all of these kind of sound the same and I'm not really sure it's hitting how I was wanting it to hit. And so I kind of was like not disappointed, but I also was like not really sure how I felt about it. But I feel like the more you listen to her albums, the more you realize that like she really knew what she was doing all along. Because I have actually really grown to like most of the songs on Midnights. I wouldn't say it's an album I was listening to on repeat all the time, but I found the songs that I liked and
I feel like
would incorporate them.
For me, at this time, like I listened to Midnights probably like, you know, one or two times through, and then I was like, I'm going back to my old stuff. And then like now I just know like the popular Midnight songs, mm-hmm. and like that's about it for me.
And then she's obviously had her different releases, like Taylor's version releases. She did Speak Now, which I've never been a Speak Now girly, and I am still not a Speak Now girly. So, like, that one's pretty underwhelming for me, and I honestly
like, I listened to the, what's the popular song?
Until, I don't know if that's what it is, actually.
No, it's the one that, like, was, like, Daisy Jones and the Six Vibes. Oh, I Can See You.
Yeah.
That one.
I did like that one. I kind of found, like, the gemstone of the album, and I was like, okay, you're going on my on repeat. And then 1989 came out, and when I first heard the vault tracks on that, I honestly was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about them. And then like as happens with all of her songs, as time continued, I was like, I like all of these except for the one I never was listening to. Is I can't remember the name of it because I don't know it, because all the other ones I was listening to like regularly. Hold on one second.
For 1989, I feel like the one that I listen to the most, I mean, it's like the one everyone listens to the most. Where is it? Is It Over Now? Is the main one that I listen to. But there's also Slut, Say Don't Go, Now That We Don't Talk, Suburban Legends.
I was
like, I've never heard of that song before in my life.
That one, I'm like, I don't listen to that one at all. But the other is like, and at this point, I would say I was actively now going back and listening to, especially having like then watched the Eras Tour at some point in all of this and like gotten a broader look at like her discography and Folklore and Evermore, which I hadn't really ever heard before. I was going back now and like basically on Spotify, I was like only listening to Taylor Swift songs. And I was like trying to go through Folklore and a little bit of Evermore to like get more familiar with them because I was starting to like those as well. So at this point, I was like, okay, I would say I'm actively consuming and listening to like a lot of her music. And then we have the Tortured Poets Department is going to be coming out. So I was like,
and you have to also realize like the Travis Kelce of it all, you know, on top of her music.
this was also, you know, with a very public relationship for them, I would say, although it still is pretty private, but like, you know, all of America now is the world, even just like wanting to root for them and cheer for them. And so that feeds into it as well. Yeah,
I am not immune. I'm also obsessed with them.
So the Tortured Poets Department comes out. I started listening to it when it came out on release night, and then I continued, you know, through the next day because I was getting tired and I was falling asleep. And I will say I've heard a lot of different reviews and opinions of the album, and I can agree with what a lot of people are saying, but I've also, now that it's been a couple of days, I will say, like, even my own opinions are changing on what I originally thought, and like the songs are just sounding better and better every day, and the more,
and like you're able to differentiate them more. This is the nature of literally every album release ever. You hear songs that you don't know, they all sound the same, you don't know the words,
and then you're like, I don't know about how I feel about this,
and then you get more familiar, like you start to like recognize the beat,
and you're kind of like, oh, this doesn't sound like what it did sound like the first time I listened. So because like most people, I do think this album is very lyric heavy, and sometimes you're kind of like, I don't know,
where are we going,
the wording is making sense with the music, or like this is very wordy, and you know, it's not meant to be like a pop album. I understand that.
I saw a TikTok that I thought was so funny where it was someone saying like 1989, who are like, those are like the pop girlies,
yeah,
like leaving when they hear the Tortured Poets Department, and then like I think they
use Once Upon a Broken Heart,
like they start playing that and they're like turning around like, wait, okay, I'm back, like I'm coming.
So I agree with the reviews of, you know, I get the general consensus of like, I do think initially it sounds a lot of the same, and sometimes there are some different lyrics where you're like, that's an interesting choice of words, or like, we could have maybe done without this. But overall, like, there are 31 freaking songs to choose from. There are definitely good songs in the bunch, and I'm pleased, and I've kind of found some ones that I am leaning more towards. And then there's probably the ones that I am not going to listen to a whole lot.
And so when we like went to bed, I was like, okay, like when I wake up, something else will have happened. Because I knew, like, you know, we all knew something was going on. We didn't know what it would be. I was kind of erring on the side of like,
I kind of just thought it was gonna be From the Vault kind of thing.
Yeah. Like What She Do With Midnights, where it's like, oh, like more songs. And there were more songs. But oh my God, when I like went to Spotify and I was like, oh, like what's the new thing? And then I was like, hello? Like, and I was like, this is a legit 16 or 15 more songs. Oh my God.
Yeah. So should we go through and say, you know, our top songs, like in no particular order, but just the ones that like stick out and we've been listening to a little bit more often.
Here, so Fortnite's obviously like the lead single for this album. It's growing on me.
It is.
I do think there's not a lot of Post in it, which doesn't really bother me. Like, I'm not a huge Post Malone fan.
But usually like if you're doing like a featuring an artist, you're expecting.
People were saying he got the Lana Del Rey treatment for this one. But like, I do enjoy the song. I like it and I think it's catchy. And her posting like that one YouTube short, I guess technically, like that she's like for a Fortnite challenge or whatever. I'm like, I feel like that honestly like did something, like it shifted my brain chemistry for that song, where I was like, this is like a catchy, like it's not a pop song, but like
it is,
it catchy. Could be a pop song, you know what I mean?
Like it kind of makes more sense as a lead single now.
Yeah, so I'm liking that one. I still don't really know like all the words to that one. Like it's not there's not that many words, but I'm like probably gonna start listening to it more. I honestly haven't really listened to the Tortured Poets Department much.
I don't have super strong thoughts on that. I'm getting, with all these songs, I'm trying to just like listen to them more and more, so like I'm getting more familiar with all of them. My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
I do like
that one quite a bit. It's catchy, it's fun. Down Bad, I like. So Long London is kind of growing on me a little bit the more I learn the words. But Daddy I Love Him is also kind of becoming like more of a top one for me. The more I've made the connection.
I haven't listened to it as much as you.
The more I've made the connection, first of all, like the lyrics in the chorus are just funny with like people reacting to I'm having his baby. No, I'm not. But look at your faces. Like that's just very fun to me. And then it's reminding me a lot of like a more mature version of Love Story. So now that in my head I've like made that connection, I love Love Story. And so in my mind I'm like, oh, this is Love Story 2.0. Fresh Out the Slammer is also good.
Meg and I have
Florida. I literally am like
mixed opinion. Like everyone seems to be loving Florida, and Meg and I are like, I don't know about that one.
I'm skipping that one, if I'm honest.
So For now, that's our thought on that one.
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is also one of my top ones. I love the witchy nature of it. I love the screaming or, you know, different voice she uses for that. I think it's catchy. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. It's kind of the one of the fun, like, it's very sad lyrics,
When I get to the chorus and like I just think I can like scream that, like, mm-hmm. I love the dichotomy of like the, you know, this is hard but I'm doing this anyways, like I just think it's fun. I don't really feel like I've listened to Lommel that much.
No. The Alchemy, I've gotta say, like, I do agree with people giving it comparisons to like the AI Travi Made It to the Big Game. It does kind of have that energy. Mm-hmm. So it's like not the best song, but it's not the worst song either.
I definitely,
because it has to be with Travis Kelce, I've definitely listened to it and given it more of a chance.
Travis Kelce definitely had to look up Alchemy like when she showed him the song.
I need to look it up, probably.
He was like, oh, that's awesome, babe. What does that mean?
The Black Dog is also one of my top ones. The Albatross is good. I like the good. Albatross, too. It's good. How Did It End? I don't know as much, but I know I like it enough that like I've been trying to add it more on. So I'm
so High School more. Is my favorite right now. Like, I know most of the words, I would say. And it's about Travis Kelce, so like I love that. And I just like it's a fun, like the music's more upbeat for that one. And I just love like a little like reminiscent vibes.
That's probably it for kind of like at least ones I have enough of an opinion on.
I'm liking the Bolter, but I feel like I need to like really keep going. Like, there's 31 songs, guys. It's only been like 4 days. Give me some grace.
So those are our thoughts. That's our Taylor Swift journey. Yeah. Now we can talk about our New York trip.
Yes. So it's going to be a 3-day trip, Saturday through Monday. Our dad is coming with us. And the reason that we booked this trip was because we have all three been to New York. Meg and I went together, but our dad has gone for work. And then Meg and I technically went for work because it was like NBC had invited us and Maggie. We were there for like literally 24 hours. Got to tour some of like the NBC studios and like Rockefeller Center and that. Like, that was literally it. Like, we got in at like 6 a.m., got ready, went straight to the studio. Like, we're done around 8 or 9 p.m., went to Times Square and then
we were
back to the hotel.
So exhausted because of the travel day we had to get there. And then our flight was like super early the next morning. So that was it.
We didn't really get to New York.
A lot of our day was honestly spent like inside the buildings we were in. Too. Yes. So it was like, I literally felt like I wasn't there.
So, because Megan loves to travel and she loves just looking at flight
and
prices.
And I've got credit card points now.
Yeah. So Megan had suggested New York, and I think like New York in the summer would be a good time. So
if there's a time to go visit, you know.
So we had, you know, found flight prices that looked okay. Megan was able to get the hotel, free for her. My dad and I are still paying Megan back for our share of the room. So Megan's like profiting off of this trip.
I was like, because of my credit card points that I had, and it's basically making it so like I had to pay Sierra $100 for her, like we canceled each other out a little bit, but I still owed her $100 for my flight, and then my dad still owes me like some money back for the hotel share.
So that like she didn't even pay for it. It's her card paying for it, but like we're still splitting it. So Megan's making money on this trip basically
until we get there and I actually like spend money.
Funny enough, because we're like kind of like, what do we do for the trip? Like, obviously we have an idea of like stuff that we want to do, but we have to organize some sort of itinerary. And I was like, just for funsies, like, let me like throw this into ChatGPT. And like, low key,
I think it gave us a pretty decent itinerary.
Because I like had specified, like, give me an itinerary for like a 3-day trip in New York. I'll be with my sister and my dad, and we get there Friday evening, and like we're leaving Monday evening or something. And like I just feel like a lot of itineraries like don't take into account, because like why would they, if you say like a 3-day trip, like we don't get there until like afternoon evening time,
like 3 o'clock
on
or something
Saturday, and so like we don't have a full day, and then like we have to be back at the airport like mid-afternoon probably on Monday. And so I saw like it laid things out very nicely. It's like talking about a Broadway show on Friday, like we're probably like realistically gonna get there, kind of freshen up, go to dinner, maybe see a show, and like that's kind of it. And then day two, I think it had like specific locations that I don't remember off the top of my head, but like had given some shopping recommendations, some like areas to try out for food. And
I'm like giving like neighborhood recommendations.
Yeah. And day three was like more specifically something like, okay, this is like your Central Park and like museum day of like, you know, walking around in wherever that is at. I think day two had mentioned something about NYU and like there's a
Washington park. Square Park.
Yes. I was like, there's a park specifically by NYU that had recommended. So
generally, if you guys have any recommendations for New York, things we need to see or try,
I don't think we're going to do like a lot of the touristy stuff. I would like to see the like World Trade Center memorial, but like we're not going to the Statue of Liberty. Maybe we'll see it, but like we're not going there. Or like I don't really care to like go to like the top of the Empire State Building. I don't know. I'll have to see what like you and dad think for,
or like how like the like different tickets and you know things like that. If there is, then like I'd be less wanting to do that.
So, and I've also heard people say like instead of doing the Empire State Building, like going to the top, like if you go to the top of the Rock,
yeah,
that's like just as good of a view and it's usually not as busy. I don't know if it's free or if it's just like less expensive than.
I think you need tickets. I feel like with most stuff like that, you need tickets.
So that is our initial thoughts and plans.
That'll about do it for this episode. So yeah,
hopefully you enjoyed yapping with us. We were yapping. You were listening. You guys are great listeners.
I think we're going to try and do an advice episode next week if you remember to post something. So be on the lookout for that to send stuff in. And we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.